Our next guest is a New York Times best-selling author, the creator of the Mother Bruce series, and books like We Don't Eat Our Classmates. He may well be the biggest thing in Kittery this side of the Kittery Trading Post. His wonderful new book is an interactive book entitled Hey Bruce. We're happy to welcome Ryan T. Higgins to the show. Hello there, Ryan.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. That was quite an introduction.
Well, we love the book, love your work. I have an 8-year-old son, and when I asked him if he knew who you were, and this was a couple of weeks ago, he's like, oh, we don't need our classmates. Bruce, the Bruce books. I'm like, okay, there we go. Excellent. And so now I've been able to dive in more, and wow, you really do some wonderful work.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to hear your son likes my books. I feel like I'm mostly an 8-year-old at heart, so I think our sense of humor is our aligned.
Well, I think that works pretty well, too, and it probably goes back to your roots. Am I correct that your dream was initially to be a tiger when you grew up?
Yep. Until I was 3, I wanted to grow up to be a tiger. That didn't work out too well. The health insurance isn't that great. but after that, I think around 4 or 5, I got hooked onto comic strips. And I knew from a very early age that I wanted to grow up to be a cartoonist.
And so you do not only the story, but you also do the beautiful illustrations in your books. Where does it begin? Do you start with the story or with the visual ideas?
Yeah, thanks. Everything starts off in my head almost as an animated short, like a short movie. And I just sort of, it's almost like I have my own private screening room inside my head. I watch, I sort of watch these things play out in my brain, and then it's my job to write them down on paper. So the very first part that actually becomes like the creative process is writing it down. But there's a lot of art notes that are involved. And after I've done the writing, then the illustrations come second.
So the new book is just terrific. It's an interactive book, a great chance for the reader to get involved with, helping the other animals in Bruce's world. For anybody who's not familiar, how would you describe the wonderful character of Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce is best described as a lovable grump. He's a big, curmudgeonly old black bear. And his favorite thing to do is just sit and do nothing. But unfortunately, or I guess fortunately for the readers, he lives with a cast of 3 zany mice and 4 sort of clueless geese. And they sort of rule his life. And in this next book, in Hey Bruce, the idea is the 3 mice want to make an interactive book. And they want Bruce to be the star, but Bruce doesn't want to be in it at all. He just wants to take a nap. And it's up to the reader to help the mice lead Bruce through the book and help him get back to his nap. But as in most Bruce books, there are a few mishaps along the way.
Now, in reading your biography, am I stretching it to see some similarities here? You have, in your home, 3 dogs, 3 cats, 3 kids and a wife. Are you inclined also, like Bruce, to just kind of take it easy whenever you can?
You'd think so. I also have a gecko and a tortoise. So we have quite a lot going on around here. I try to find the quiet moments throughout the day, but I know when I'm on a book tour or if I'm doing something on my own, I really miss the chaos of my house. So I think Bruce and I probably don't have that in common.
Bruce is able to, and I have great respect for this, to sleep very peacefully under almost any circumstances.
Yes, that is, one of the benefits of being a bear.
Yeah, even in some frankly embarrassing pajamas.
This is true. Yeah, I'm excited for readers to see the pajamas he winds up in. I don't want to give too much away, but it was a lot of fun drawing him in those pajamas.
We're talking with Ryan T. Higgins. His new book is entitled Hey Bruce. It's a wonderful interactive book as well. When you talk to young readers, what do they say and what is it that they seem to like about your work?
Well, I think I get along well with kids because, as I said earlier, I'm a kid at heart. It's part of my job to not grow up, and I think I'm pretty good at that. So when I talk to kids, the jokes I tell that I think are funny seem to resonate with them. And one of the best parts of my job is going around and doing school visits and talking with groups of kids and using them as a test audience or guinea pigs for my stories. And so sometimes I'll do that with books I'm working on. I'll cross out jokes that didn't land very well, or I'll work on jokes that almost hit right. And so it talking to kids and getting their feedback is such an important part of my creative process.
Now, I'm a high school teacher. Their sense of humor, obviously a little bit different, not quite as refined as your average 8 or 9 year old. But I love the fact that in your books, the ones I've read, and I think this is great, you don't talk down to the readers. You are on their level.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think of kids as, you know, less intelligent than adults. I mean, they're just like grown-ups, but smaller and with less world experience. So I don't throw in a lot of topical jokes or something that, you know, like anything that would reference something that kids wouldn't know. But other than that, I just tell jokes that I think are funny. And a joke that's funny to kids is a funny joke, and it should be funny for all ages.
And they're not jaded. They still have their imaginations secure, and they'll go with you on whatever journey you like to take them on.
Right, and they'll also say whatever they think. So kids are some of the best critics. They'll tell me if they don't like something. My kids in particular. I know my oldest son, he's 10, and he's pretty critical of my books. And if he gives me a suggestion and I wind up not using it, he'll notice in the book when it comes out, and he'll tell me that he's disappointed in that.
Now, do your own kids inspire any of your stories?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't walk around following them with a notebook or anything, writing down what they do. But I'm watching them grow, and we have all these life experiences together. And I just sort of store that away in my brain. I let it percolate for when I start working on a book, and I'll draw from that stuff as I write. I mean, I know as a parent of, you know, 3 kids and also having lots of pets, there's a lot to draw from, particularly for Bruce book, where he's just thrown into a bunch of chaos.
How does living in Maine inform your writing?
Oh, well, all the animals in the Bruce books are Maine residents. Other than in one Bruce book, there are some tourists. It's a busload of elephants. But other than that, every animal that shows up in the Maine, in the Bruce books, is from Maine. I actually went to school in College of the Atlantic, not too far from Bangor.
Right.
Over in Bar Harbor. And I went there with the idea of having a biology background as my backup. So I was going to be a biologist if the cartooning thing didn't work out. I was going to chase around black bears and study them. But I think the job I have right now is a little safer.
Oh, I think so, too. Absolutely. Who were the authors that you enjoyed reading when you were a kid?
Yeah, my absolute favorite as a child was Bill Watterson, the creator of Calvin and Hobbes. I grew up in the 80s and into the 90s, and that was when, you know, newspapers were still an important aspect of most households. I mean, they're still an important aspect of society right now, but, you know, it's not as common for a family to get a newspaper. But I know our family did when I was a kid, and I would run to the paper box every morning and grab the Foster's Daily Democrat and run back into the house and open it up and look for the funny pages. And I'd cut out Calvin and Hobbes and put it in a binder. I also read, I mean, as a kid, I was a big fan of Winnie the Pooh, the Little Critter books, Arthur, those sorts of books, and Richard Scarry.
Well, you know, I can see a through line into yours, too, because I think in all of those that you've mentioned, there's also, yes, there's humor, and sure, the other animals are trying to get Bruce to get up, but there's always a fundamental sense of kindness and decency.
Yeah, Bruce is a grump, but underneath several layers of grumpiness, he's a good soul. He's always going to do the right thing. He'll just be grumpy about it. And I try to let that shine through in the books, and that, you know, a lot of the Bruce books are about family or about community, togetherness, and sort of coming together and as a group, and just sort of, you know, letting that sort of lead the stories is always helpful to me.
Bruce is awesome, but I found in this particular book, I have a special affinity for the mice, and I like their attitude.
Yeah, the each of the mice represents a different aspect of my own personality. So there's Rupert, he's the very particular one who wants things to go just so. There's Thistle, which is sort of the sarcastic, jokey one. And then Nibs is the sort of, he's the one that wants everyone to be happy. He's a people pleaser. And you take those three and then you mix them with Bruce's grumpiness, and you pretty much just get me.
Well, absolutely wonderful read. The brand new book from Ryan T. Higgins, Hey, Bruce. It's an interactive book. The kids will love it. And the best part is moms and dads are going to love it, too. It's a whole lot of fun to read. Ryan, thank you for the great work. And thanks so much for making time for us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
It's Ryan T. Higgins with us here on Downtown. Check out Hey, Bruce. Your kids will absolutely love it. And if they're like mine, they already know who Ryan is. So.